One of the biggest surprises, Wagesback tells me he found, was no protocols governing how former longtime chairman, the now indicted Ed Burke, conducted meetings with bankers.
Bringing people in, sitting down with companies that were involved in the bond deals. There's no protocols in place for that, so that allowed him to operate between the lines. They had to play by his set of rules, which could change from day to day depending on what the deal was and what interest he could inject himself into.
Wagesback also tells me the FBI confiscated so many computers and documents out of the office, he's brought in Inspector General Joe Ferguson to help him know how to do the committee's business with the documents left behind. At City Hall, Bill Cameron, WLS AM 890 News.